we're going to pick, we're going to do a draft, and everybody's going to end up having five players they think have a chance to win the Masters this year. And we're going to see if any of us three can pick one of the winners, or pick the winner.
All right, here's how we're going to do it.
I'm picking the top five.
No, here's how we're going to do it. You're going to draft in the order. I'm going to be one, Bauman's going to be two, Giddens is going to be three, and then we're going to go backwards with Giddens 3-2-1, so he'll get two picks in a row. I'll go first. I'm taking the man. I'm taking Tiger Woods. No, just kidding.
Do it.
He's in rep. I'm taking Scottie Scheffler.
I can't believe it.
I'm taking Scottie Scheffler. All right, Bow Wow, who's your first round draft choice in the Masters?
I'm going to end up taking the favorite for this Masters, John Rahm.
So Bow Wow has got John Rahm. All right, Giddens, where are you going?
I'm going to hop down to number 7 on this list. Take Bryson DeChambeau.
Not a bad selection, my friend. Not
That's going to be my number 1 draft pick.
All right, now you get another one.
Let's go with a number 2 on this list. Ranking number 1 in whatever model we got here. 3 straight top 5s. Ludvig Åberg.
Is there anybody with a last name that includes food in it on here, Giddens?
Probably. I'll find them.
You'll find them.
That actually was going to be one of my picks. That's a pretty good pick there. All right, Bow, where are you going with your second pick?
I'm going to go with a guy that's won it before in Patrick Reed.
Where is he at on this? Okay, he's 10th. Okay, all right. I'm going to go with another guy that he's not won this tournament, but he has won some major tournaments, and I think he's coming back. You know who's going to be, Bauman. He's my favorite. I'm taking Brooks Koepka at number 14. All right, so we've got two picks in. I get to go again now. And I am going to take Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood?
Yes. And Bauman is going where with his third pick?
I think it might be the year for this guy. He had it in his grasp last year and lost to Rory in a playoff. Justin Rose.
That was going to be my next pick, Dagnum. Where's he at on this list?
21.
21. Wow, he's way down there.
Is this an entire comprehensive list of everyone?
There's 91 people, but I think after 50.
These are going to be the one that actually have pretty much has a shot, I think. All right, Giddens, where are you going with your third pick?
Let's go with...
Because I know where Bauman's going with his next
Let's go with the back-to-back champion. Rory McIlroy defends his green jacket.
Oh, God. All right, Bow Wow. I know where you're going.
I got to pick one more, right?
Yeah, you get one more. This is your fourth pick.
I was trying to put in list of all Masters participants. You know what my phone auto put in
what?
The list of all you can eat buffets. My phone knows me too well.
Yeah, I know you way too well, Giddens.
All right,
who are you going with your fourth pick?
Let's go with maybe a dark horse. How about Keegan Bradley?
Not a bad pick, man. Not a bad. Where is he at?
He comes in 37th on this list.
That's not a bad pick right there at all. All right, Bauman, I can call yours for you. You're going Justin Thomas, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I have to get him at some point. I have to get me the time.
Yeah, you got to get that dadgum Alabama. Oh, man. Keegan Bradley was Giddens, and where is Justin Thomas right there above him? That would be Bauman. All right, where I'm going with this, I'm going Cameron Young as my next pick. I'm going Cam Young. Bauman's your last pick.
It's your last pick.
Oh, yeah, I get to go back to back. This starts our fifth pick. You know what? I really don't think that he's got a chance to win this tournament. I really don't, but I think it's going to be a very popular. He will have the people behind him. I'm going to go sentimental here, and I'm going to go Jordan Spieth. How about that? All right, Bauman, who's your last pick?
I'm going to go...
Minwoo Lee.
I'm actually picking Minwoo Lee,
Dan. I knew it.
I love his name, and he, according to this data golf trend table, the hottest player in golf right now.
He really is. It's not a bad pick. All right, Giddens, you got one more dessert on the menu here.
I'm only picking this gentleman because I hope that if he wins, he brings back the best menu item to ever be on the Masters dinner.
Charles Schwartzel. I knew it was coming.
Is he actually playing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in it. He's one of the lowest odds to win. But all that means is, like Dumb and Dumber, Jim Carrey. So you're telling me there's a chance. Where's Charles Schwartzel. He's not on this list, but he is competing. He is in the FanDuel betting odds. And Charles Schwartzel wins the Masters. And monkey gland sauce is the primary menu item at next year's Masters dinner.
So no one picked Matt Fitzpatrick or Xander Schauffele.
No. I thought Schwartzel was actually on this list. I really did. And I'll tell you somebody else that's going to get a lot of attention this week that none of us picked is Colin Morikawa. The United States younger than there. He'll do well. All right. So that's it.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. If you want to do putt-putt in jail cell, he might win that.
So I'm going to go over everybody's picks.
I can do that for you, and you check me off, okay? All right. David, myself, I'm going to have Scottie Scheffler, Cameron Young, Brooks Koepka, Tommy Fleetwood, and Jordan Spieth. That's an all-star lineup in any country right there, my friend. All right. Bauman is going John Rahm, Minwoo Lee, Patrick Reed in no particular order, Justin Rose, and Justin Thomas. That's not a bad five.
Yeah, I'm all over the world right now.
But I'm going to tell you, out of all of yours, I think Justin Rose has got a very good chance of winning this tournament. And Giddens is going to go with Ludvig Åberg, and that's really, I think, the way he pronounced his name. And I'm going to tell you, don't be surprised if he wins.
Yeah.
He's very good at that, especially at that course. Bryson DeChambeau, and I'm going to tell you, that's a good pick, but one of the reasons I don't think Bryson will win this tournament is Bryson can hit the ball a long way, but you got to be straight in a lot of these holes at the Masters because they're narrow. That worries me a little bit about Bryson. I'd love to see him win it, though. Rory McIlroy, I can't believe you took that idiot. And then,
he's a glutton idiot, so they kind of match.
Glutton idiot, and then he's also going to take Keegan Bradley and Charles Schwartzel to bring back monkey gland.
Yes,
sauce. That's the only reason.